The Daisy Fairy. She was a dainty little fairy, and all her work was daintily done. The river bank was so gay with her sweet pink-tipped daisies that everybody admired it. The bees loved the spot. One day she noticed that a hill standing near had no flowers on it. "I must make that beautiful, too," she thought. So she flew across and planted a daisy seed near the top. "That is absurd," said the hill. "How can a thing so tiny be of any use to me?" "Wait and see," said the fairy. To the seed she said, "Swell and sprout and grow up and down." The seed swelled and sprouted and grew up and down. When the fairy came again, it had a root and a stem. "Now make your leaves," she said. When next she came, the leaves were made. "Very well done," she said. "Now I will help you make your flowers, for they are the most important." So she and the daisy worked together at the flowers. First they made a stem, slender and green, with a knob at the top. On this they seated the flowers like tiny golden bells, round and round in rings. In each flower they put a store of honey for the bees and of pollen for the neighbor flowers. Then they set a row of fine large white petals round the edge to catch the eye of the bees, and the fairy tipped them with pink. Last they made the green leaf coverings for the outside to keep away unfriendly insects. "Fold yourselves over the flowers till the morning," the fairy said to these leaves, "and then open widely to let the bees come in." From her river bank the next morning the fairy saw the daisy shining in the sunlight. She pointed it out to a bee. "There is a fresh daisy full of honeycups," she said. The bee flew to it at once. He stood in the middle of the flower, unrolled his long tongue, and sucked up the sweet honey from flower after flower, turning himself round and round till he had dipped into every one. "Thank you, tiny daisies," said the bee. "That was delicious honey." "Thank you, Mr. Bee," said the daisies, "for you have mixed our pollen, and now our seed will grow well." The daisy fairy came again and said, "Drop your petals, close your green leaf coverings, and make your seed." She came again when the seeds were ripe. "Now scatter your seeds," she said to the daisy, and to each little seed as it fell, she said as before, "Swell and sprout and grow up and down." The seeds did as they were told, and soon there was a ring of strong young daisy plants growing round the first one. Again the flowers were made and the seeds scattered. In a short time the hill was starred with pink and white. "It is wonderful," said the hill. "I should never have believed it if I had not seen it." "It was a tiny seed," said the fairy, "but it has made you beautiful."